A nightmare journey I had was a few years ago. I was at my sister's house in a town in the north of England called Glossop. Uh-huh. It's about 30 kilometres from Manchester. Okay, it was a wet day and we were bored, so we decided to go to see an exhibition in Manchester. Well, there's a sweet little train station in Glossop. It's only got one line. It goes to Manchester about once an hour. Mm-hmm. It's a nice journey. It only takes about 30 minutes and stops at 10 little stations on the way. Stations with names like Flowery Field.
Seriously?
Anyway, when we got to the station, there was chaos.
Oh.
There were lots of people outside in the rain. This was because the trains were cancelled.
Oh, no.
The rail company wanted to repair the line. They often do that at the weekend.
Mm. And what did you do?
Well, there were these old buses ready to take passengers to Manchester instead.
Mm.
Now, this was when we had the chance to cancel our day out, but we stupidly decided to go to Manchester on the substitute bus service.
Oh, no.
So we bought our tickets and got on the bus. When the bus started, we soon realised our mistake, but it was too late. We couldn't get off.
Oh, dear.
Oh, it was awful. There was terrible traffic in Glossop, so it took ages to leave the town. Then the bus went to each of the 10 stations.
Oh.
It was so slow.
Oh.
So instead of half an hour, the journey took nearly 2 hours.
Oh, you poor things.
Anyway, we eventually got to Piccadilly Station, the central station in Manchester.
Mm-hmm.
What a wet day. It rained and rained and rained. And worst of all, we didn't even like the exhibition. Then we had a horrible lunch because we didn't want to walk far from the museum in the pouring rain. We wanted to go home.
Sure.
So we went back to Piccadilly Station, but the trains were still cancelled. So we waited outside the station for ages and ages in the rain for the substitute bus. There were lots of buses and it was really confusing and there was no information.
Mm.
And by this time, we were really wet.
What a nightmare.
Mm. Eventually, we got on a horrible old bus again. And guess what? That 30-kilometre journey took 2.5 hours.
Oh, no.
The bus went to the same 10 stations on the way back. There was terrible traffic. In the end, we got back to Glossop, of course, and we were so happy to be home again.
I'm not surprised.